Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, coming up on In the News, 10 minutes, all the local coronavirus news that you can use. Some positive news out there, some negative, some in between.
Yeah, there's some stuff trending in the right direction, though.
Yeah. Get to that. But first, Mike, who will not be going to New Jersey this week because he has thought better of it.
Yeah.
With his lightsaber. He is here with Stockwatch.
Beefsteak Mike has turned into socially responsible Mike.
Yes.
And good for you.
Yes.
There's no frame of reference for this. Like a lot of ADs, I held meetings with my coaches 3 times in a day and a half back when we were sort of at the very start of this. And I had to contradict myself every 6 hours. I mean, the information changed so quickly, and the sort of matrix for making the decisions was shifting. And, you know, one time we're talking about, well, we'll limit how many student-athletes can be in a facility, and the next meeting we're saying no one can be in the facility. It's like nothing I've ever experienced.
That is the Notre Dame athletic director, Jack Swarbrick, talking about the COVID-19 and how it's affecting college sports at this point. Now, there's still the thought that college football is going to go on, at least in some capacity, but in the case that it doesn't, buy or sell, over half Power 5 programs are going to have to cancel certain sports to make up financially.
Yes. I mean, this is the...
Like cancel?
Get rid of the sport.
Get rid of the sport, at least for a time being. I think that you will see if college football doesn't go off.
And I limited it to Power 5 because they have more money.
Yes. By the way, if it goes to the smaller ones, they may not ever come back, or at least not come back for a significant period of time.
Before you answer that, though, do you know what I read this weekend?
What do you got?
Counterintuitive to what you just said was a lot of the smaller schools' ADs are going, we're used to working with nothing.
We're worse even on a tight budget.
It's the schools that are used to all this cash that will have very little, if any of it, that may be in worse trouble.
I
don't know if that's true or not, but that's what a couple of them are saying.
I mean, you are dealing with a shoestring budget, but again, if you're on a really tight budget and it ends up getting gutted, what the hell do you do then? At least the big places, you would think, have, you know, boosters or whatever. You could maybe come up with some resources or big donor bases. Remember, Cal a couple years ago was facing this where they were going to have to get rid of baseball and wrestling and a couple others. And they just went to their alumni and were like, hey, if you want to keep these sports, you need to pony up. And they did. They ended up raising like a S ton of money over the span of like a month and ended up saving those sports. But yes, if college football can't happen this year, I do think that you're going to have to go in and basically take a cleaver to it. And you're already hearing from people being like, God, I don't even want to think about this. But behind closed doors, ADs are talking about this. And it's not just going to be women's programs, again, because Title IX, you're going to have to make equal cuts. But yes, the non-money generating revenue sports, basically anything other than football and basketball, are going to be on the table. And yes, without football, I do think you are going to see almost every program have to make really, really tough decisions. And sports will go away, maybe not permanently, but for a year or two until this rebounds, yeah, I think they go away.
I just don't know enough about the finances of the athletic department to know one way or the other. My hunch would be that they'd find a way to save them. Maybe the universities step in. Maybe there are enough reserves. Because if you think about the operating costs of all of those sports, how much is it? You know, like, how much does it cost to run your volleyball team for a season? How much does it cost to run your softball team? I don't know. But I just, again, total hunch. I have no basis for this whatsoever. I just have a feeling that they would save them. So I don't know. I that's the best I got.
I just don't know. Nothing. I just don't know where that money comes from in order to.
Well, like I said, reserves or the university or borrow it. I mean, that's what the feds do.
Yeah.
They don't just print more money, man. They borrow it. So, I mean, I don't know. I have a feeling. And the Title IX thing is a very real thing. Yep. I mean, that's a federal law. So it's like.
I have read enough articles where at least we know that this option is certainly on the table and that it's being discussed.
There's still plenty of PGA Tour events that haven't been canceled. They still have not taken the Charles Schwab Challenge off of the schedule, which is May 21st to the 24th in Fort Worth, Texas. But all of these things are such moving parts. It is hard to stay on top of everything at one time. But I think the fact that all the majors have been announced and only one will not be taking place this year, and that's the Open Championship. So in a way, we got a little bit of an early Christmas present that golf is scheduled to be played later this fall.
Here's Michael Collins, ESPN golf analyst. As you guys talked about earlier in the show, the majors, except for the British Open, have been rescheduled for the fall or early winter. Buy or sell, this is assuming those all get played on the times that they were scheduled for, the ratings will actually be better for those tournaments because so many people will be just dying to watch sports, even if they're going up against other sports.
I would have to sell that, Barry. I think that that's a lot of sports to battle.
Yeah.
On the networks. At the same time, I think that tournaments like the US Open and the Masters will do better than some people would think. I think your weekend, your average golf tournament, probably not as much, but I think the Masters especially, you know, that's a once a year thing. It's one of the biggest things in sports, and it will be interesting, you know, if you flip on, I don't know, whatever games are on a Sunday morning and it's the final round of the Masters and it's the stupid freaking Jets against the crappy ass Browns.
Yeah.
I know what I'm watching and it's not even close. I'd probably watch the Masters all day no matter what. So I think that some tournaments will do better than you think, but no, I you know, if you've got also the NBA playoffs and you've got baseball going on, what else?
Well, you'd have hockey,
college football. It's tough for golf.
I'm going to sell it. I don't think they're going to do some sort of giant ratings bonanza, and I'll take a slightly different take on this. I don't think this is going to change viewing habits. I really don't. Like, we can sit here and say that we're starved for sports and that if there was anything on that we would watch it. I don't buy it. I think if you put an XFL game on right now on a Wednesday night, I do not think that it's doing an NFL number. I don't think that millions upon millions of people are tuning in. You'll watch it because you're a huge golf fan. And you know, the average sports fan may be pay a little more attention to it if it was the only thing on. But if you brought the Masters back and it was the only thing on TV, I don't think it's doing NFL numbers. You're still going to be driven by the fact that you're going to need major stars. I just don't buy that the person that isn't watching golf all of a sudden is sitting around and being like, oh my God, you're giving me golf. No, I think the average person that doesn't watch golf and is jonesing for the NFL is going to be like, damn it, I still don't have the NFL. So there will be an uptick in numbers, but this giant flood of people suddenly paying attention to soccer or golf or whatever fringe sport, right, that were to come back, I don't think that it's going to rope in the nation the way some of the narrative would have you believe.
It will be one member of your personnel department in one home, and it's up to the GM or the key decision maker. In some cases, the head coach is the key decision maker, like Bill Belichick in New England or Andy Reid in Kansas City. And they will certainly shrink their squad, so to speak. They'll have their key lieutenants available to them. But those lieutenants, those people on the personnel staff, along with the doctor, they will have to be there in their own separate home, isolated.
There is Mort right there, Mort, talking about what the virtual NFL draft is going to look like. Buy or sell, the product of this is going to be 100 times worse than the regular draft, and not as many people are going to watch it.
The product's going to be way worse. So
I'm imagining a lot of camera crashes and sure. technical glitches.
It's not going to be nearly...
missed phone calls for picks and a lot of confusion.
It's going to be slower. It's going to be clunkier. You're not going to have the juice of the people, you know, cheering.
Is it going to be like our fantasy draft where we have to put it on pause because some idiot can't get connected?
There may be an element of that. Well, that's what the NFL is saying, that the teams are like, you've got to give us more time because there may be some of these glitches going back and forth and we're trying to execute a trade. So I think you're going to see some bumps along the road, and viewership may be down. I think it will be a worse product. I think the product will be worse than what the TV number says it is.
Yeah, I think that, can we put you on this case, Mike? I'm going to put our reporter, Mike Lynch, on this. Can you compare, if they do the draft on April 23rd, 24th, and 25th, like they continue to say they are, can you compare the television ratings from this year when they come out to previous years for
sure.
us? Because I know I will forget to do that. And so I'm going to put you in charge. That way we know it's done. Because I don't
know.
And
I'll definitely remember.
I think that's... I'm counting on you, Mike. I think that's an interesting question, is what will the ratings be when everybody's locked in their houses week, whatever, seven
yeah.
of this? And I could see them being a lot higher because it's like, it's real. This isn't just NBA players playing horse.
Yeah.
This is the real NFL draft, regardless of the production value of it. They're doing the best they can. It's really, your team is getting those players. And I think that that's a big deal. And I think that the ratings would go up for that. But I could also see them not comparing favorably because it's just a weird time. People aren't watching that. They're watching news or they're not watching anything.
Out of sight, out of mind
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. That type of thing, too. The, what is this called?
Excuse me, Stockwatch.
Do you have COVID?
I do not. Not that I'm aware
are
of.
Are you tired of anyone coughing or sneezing and somebody saying
yeah.
COVID?
Yeah. It's just...
I am too. Why did I say that?
My son had a cold this weekend, and it was like no fever, and he just, you know, he had some hay fever or whatever, and, you know, same sort of thing, every one of his friends.
Oh, you go.
I'm like, he's like, really? No, I'm fine.
The Stockwatch each Monday is brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, and child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. 1-800-DIVORCE, phone questions answered at no charge.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.